So now that you've chosen the vanity, paint, and bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern Moengenta faucet. Right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The Moengenta faucet. Now, just $89 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
Yo, yo, what's the deal, man? Y'all tuning in to Twin City Podcast with your boy, JB, man. Today, Saturday, February 9th, we got your boy, Sean Richardson, coming in. He's finna tell us about this little Black History thing. And the topic is it Black History or motherfucking White History? So, y'all wait a little second. I'm finna get my boy, Sean Richardson, goddammit, on the line. We finna get to work, man. One second.
Yeah.
What's the deal, B? What's the deal, brother? How you doing today? How you doing, man?
Just looking around.
You good. Don't even worry about that, bro. As long as me and you communicate. We just getting ready, getting everything ready. My man's getting his work ready, so just bear with us. Boy, Sean, man, to hop on here, man. Get his work together, man. Yo, bitch, you ready, brother?
Yeah. I'm right here.
Oh, I thought you
were. Yeah, I'm ready.
I know you ready, man. I was gonna say, out of all people, I know you ready.
Oh, yeah, man, you already know what's up.
Trying to get him this work, man.
Alright, let's get it popping, man. Let's get it started. Fuck it.
Alright.
I need to go. I need to worry about my camera, man. I was trying to set up my other camera or whatnot. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
We getting out. Was good. So, let's go ahead, man, and start the show off. The question is, it's February, Black History Month. What do you suppose? It's February Black History Month or White History Month?
You know what I'm going to say. You talk to me, so... I'm going to say White History.
That's a fact. Before we get started, everybody can see this book right here. Go cop this book. It's deep. Got a lot of info in it. It's by Dr. Shane Atadia. It's called Civilization of Barbarism. A lot of our history is up in here. You know what I'm talking about? So anyways, let's get it started. So I got some facts that we're going to drop. You know, let's keep the wall clean off of.
Yo. Hey, bro. Hey, you gotta try to, your signal. I think we losing a little signal, brother. Give me 1 second, y'all.
Y'all listening?
Yeah.
Yo, can you
hit? No, yeah, we back in there now, bro. Yeah, but the connection, your connection is.
I'm gonna change my connection. Hold on.
From what I knew,
yeah.
All you see is pictures and fucking. I really feel like there's no way to celebrate it, bro.
Facts. What do you buy for Black History Month?
Don't buy shit.
Facts. What is the colors you wear for Black History Month?
We don't wear shit.
Facts. What colors do you wear on Valentine's Day?
Red.
What do you buy for Valentine's Day?
Fucking candy. And heart shit and all that bullshit.
Yo, and then the name Valentine itself is after a white man. So
right.
Now we got this celebration in the middle of our so-called Black History Month. And we know what to buy. We know get into it. So first, what I'm going to show you, I'm going to show you who Fat Bro is, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's Febrada, Februa, Febracia, Februs. All the same thing. And I'm going to show you. Yo, this is bananas. All right. So let's see if I'm going to flip my camera around. Let's see. We probably can't even see the screen, huh? Can we see the screen?
Can see the screen. I mean, you can't see the words, but you can see the screen.
Cool. I just want to go down. Can you see this motherfucker?
Yeah, if you scoot in just a little bit more.
Hold on. I'm about to just find the actual joint. I got the actual joint. Let me go ahead.
Hey, keep talking, brother. I'm finna just grab some of the drinks. We
go ahead. Go ahead. I got it. So right here we have... Let's get them right here. If y'all can see that, family, that's a wolf breastfeeding some children. That's a wolf best breastfeeding some children. That is February. So when we say in February, we talking about this wolf that is breastfeeding little naked white children. All right? So that's February. February, the word would mean in honor of this right here. This is what we honor. When we say the word February, we're honoring Fred Brewer. That's Fred Brewer.
Damn.
That's Fred Brewer. This is what we honor.
Mm.
This ain't black history. So now we're going to go deeper. I'm gonna go up here. So we got Fred Brewer back down there. So we're going to start off. See Lupercalia. We see Tuno Febrada. Now, I'm going to read it off to you. How the fuck I'm turning back around? I'm going to read it off to you and turn my camera back around. There we go. So, yeah, y'all don't got to read along. I got you. You know what I'm talking about? So, we have Juno Febrada, which is a festival that takes place in the month of February, right? So, let me go down some. It's a celebration in Rome that takes month in the place of in the month of February. It represents the Roman aspect of Lupercalia. Lupercalia is also known as the Juno Febrada and is under the heading of February 14th. So when I'm speaking on Juno Febrada, when I'm speaking on Lupercalia, we are talking prior to Valentine's Day. There was no such thing as Valentine's Day at this time. Now, why is this important? We're going to talk about what they did during the Lupercalia or the Juno Febrada, right? So during the great month of February, in the honor of the Greco god Pan and Juno, on this occasion, there was a variety of ceremonies. They would put the names of young women into boxes, which were drawn by the men as chants.
What would they do with the candy and shit? They do that with the candy and shit.
What'd you say?
They do that with the candy and shit in the names. Motherfuckers.
Exactly. This is where origin originates from. You are completely correct. So they put the woman's name in the box, right? And we'll draw the name out, right? But the difference is, that's what you fucking.
Mm.
And the women are naked. On top of that, they'll skin a dog. So they skin a dog, you know, in honor of this wolf shit. The men would skin the Romans. See, this is the term romantic. Let me get it right. So in order to be romantic or romantic, the Roman would skin the dog, a puppy, right? And while the skin still had blood in it, the woman whose name was drawn out, they have them line up, and the men who drew that woman's name would beat their ass with the skin.
Oh, yeah?
Some nasty. Yeah, why they all naked?
That's how the Romans got down? That's how they got down?
That's how they got down. Now check this out. It said Lupercalia was the ancient pre-Roman pastoral festival observed in the city of Rome February 14, 15 to avert evil spirits and purify the city by releasing health and fertility. So it's a fertility holiday, health holiday. However, when it comes to the Romans, ain't nothing sweet. So the fertility part was them getting the ass whooped with dog skin. Yo, so check this out. We're going to keep going.
That shit ridiculous.
Yo, it's bananas, right? Now watch this. So it was originally called Lupercalia, right? Later on is known as Februa, right? Which means purification. So Februa also means purification. And you get purified by getting your ass with dog skin. So Februa, after the word Februa, which was used on that day, it was also known as Februatus, and it gave its name to Juno Februalis, like you said earlier. So now, because that's the month that it occurred in. So now the Lupercalia was believed to be in connection with the ancient Greek festival, the Arcadian Lycaea, the Wolf Festival, right? Which we already know that. We already see the statue of Februs, which is the wolf. And just so y'all don't know, the wolf is also the symbol of Rome, because Rome was supposedly started by Romulus and Remus. Romulus and Remus were some babies who was orphaned in the woods by themselves and raised by wolves. That's the myth. That's the myth for the people who started Rome. So also that statue of Februa, right? Those two babies is Romulus and Remus. So it's basically telling you that, yo, these white folks been into this bestiality joint, you know what I'm saying? They've been into they've been into this weird shit with these animals. This is what they do. So we're gonna keep it moving. So what they would do on the Lupercalia, right? They would take a puppy or a goat sometimes in honor of pain, right? And they would sacrifice them. And then they would cut off the skin, like I said, the skin, and then they would run naked along the boundaries of the city, right, and down the hill. And this is supposed to be to describe the Roman Empire, right? And so it says, many of the youths will run up and down the city naked for sport and laughter, striking those they meet with shaggy thongs. The thongs are is the dog skin. And many women of rank also purposely get in their way and, like children at school, present their hands to be struck like this. It's pop, believing that the pregnant will thus be helped in delivery and barren to the pregnancy. So now this is your fertility celebration. This is your romantic shit. Some crazy sick shit. And we're calling this Valentine's Day later on. So now, so we'll just go through the nine main things that they did on Lupercalia on the February celebration. They will take the boys and soak them in blood, right? So after the puppies were killed and the goats were killed, two boys were brought into a cave, right? And the priest would touch their knives on the head of the boys, staining the boys' head with the blood, right? Then the priest would dip the wool in the milk and rub it on the boys' head, right? This is just part of their ritual. This is what the Romans did. That's one thing. We have the streaking. We already talked about the streaking. We have the hooking up of swingers. So back to that name being drawn off the box. So that's who you will be linked up with for the rest of the night, or maybe the next day if possible, right? So this is who is getting, y'all, they getting straight. You know, the Romans, man, they nasty. The Greeks, they nasty. They some pedophiles or whatever. But this is February. This is February. This is Lupercalia, right? Understand that. So now they end up taking this festival, right, and they Christianize it. You know, you brothers with your good books, right? The white folks Christianize the Lupercalia February celebration and took their saints, Christian saints, put the name on it, and that's when you get St. Valentine's Day, right? So we already went through the Roman romantics, how they were naked, they were drunk, they'll rape, they'll just take random women and you know, beat their ass with skin and fuck.
Hey, bro,
disgusting.
No motherfuckers are some straight up. They sound some straight up devils to me. Damn near
some straight up crazy motherfuckers, man. Some straight crazy motherfuckers. So then we get. Hold on.
Fucking creep.
Yo, this shit is just
creep crazy, yo, motherfuckers, shit, boy.
Yo, yo, I don't even know. It be so much, I don't even know where to start.
Hey, bro.
I just know it's crazy. You feel me? Yo, and so all it is, and we sit up here and we do the dumbed down version of these rituals on Valentine's. Valentine's Day. We let the schools teach our children this. Right?
Celebrate that shit more than Black History.
So how was it Black History Month when we got all this white history and the month itself is named after white history? You see what I'm saying? How the fuck is this Black History Month? And then why will us, melanated people, children of the sun, have our most glorious month in the fucking cold? Our most glorious month in the cold. It need to be in the summer. With the name of the, whatever that month is, replace with one of our African names. You know? So now I can understand why we don't know how to celebrate Black History Month. I can understand why we don't know what to vibe for Black History Month. We don't know what to wear for Black History Month. I can understand now because it's not Black History Month. We've been bamboozled, you know? Let me know how you feel about some of the points I just touched on before I move on.
Man, I feel you, bro. Shit, you making a clear point, a clear message. Got your facts and shit. It sound legit to me. I always felt like shit, it was some bullshit with Black History Month. I just, you know what I'm saying? Now that I'm older, I can tell, like, man, that's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta dig more deep into it. You know what I'm saying? Just besides saying that, I feel like it's some bullshit. But
so when you go outside every day, you go to Walmart, right? What do you see? Right now?
At Walmart?
Yeah. Like, any of these damn stores.
I see white people, a whole bunch of white people.
What they selling?
All type of shit.
Bro, you gonna see Valentine's Day.
Oh, my bad. You talking about right now, my fault. Oh, yeah. They gonna sell it for the whole fucking month. My bad, bro. I'm with you. They gonna sell it for the whole month, bro.
You seeing nothing but teddy bears.
Hey, you fuck around and see the shit in March. Beginning of March in some stores, teddy bears and shit. All right, like it's a bullshit-ass Christmas. They still have that shit around, bro, for like a month.
Facts. And they getting rid of that. You see what I'm saying? They promote it. You know, they promoting their history. That they putting their history in your face. They got you buying the history and they shit. They crazy shit. And you ain't gonna see nothing for Black History Month inside the joints. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna see nothing for that. So, what I'm gonna do here is, now we also know that we have we got Cupid involved, right? A naked baby. And we just stop and think about that concept. What if we got a naked baby involved with love? A naked baby that shoots arrows, right? Well, in our right mind, we would feel like that's pedophilia in the first place. Why are we drawing naked babies? You know what I'm talking about? Calling
nasty motherfuckers.
That's creepy. That's the white folks. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And if you white, you know what? That's your shit. I don't knock you. However, we ain't white. We African. That ain't us. That ain't us. We got to get that out the household. You know what I'm talking about? So, we'll do the Cupid real quick. So, legend has it, you know this shit is fake. I don't even know if it's fake. They probably did have a naked baby around them. He's always in the statues. But they say Cupid fell in love with a human female named Psyche. Listen to this, named Psyche. Right? And Cupid married Psyche, but Cupid's mom was jealous of Psyche's beauty and forbade her daughter-in-law to look at Cupid. So, Psyche couldn't resist the temptation of sneaking a peek of her handsome husband. As punishment, Cupid's mom demanded that she perform three hard tasks, the last of which caused Psyche's death. The death of a Psyche, right? You know your Psyche, don't you think about this? So Cupid brought Psyche back to life, and the gods, moved by their love, granted Psyche immortality. So now your Psyche is immortal, okay? Cupid thus represents the heart of Psyche and the struggles of the human soul. Nigga, what? That's you can see when you start reading they joints, you see words that we use, they be like, yo, be trying to get all in my psyche, not knowing your psyche is connected to Cupid, like this shit is dumb. what I'm saying? It's mad dumb. We got them everywhere. We're going to another celebration of Lupercalia. So in the Lupercalia in Februa, there was a story of Fannies, right? And Fannies saw Hercules walking with his woman, and he wanted to have sex with her. So what happened is, now this is one of the stories that they tell during the Februa celebration. So what happens is, the guy or whatever, Fannies, creeps into Hercules' crib and try to rape his female, right, while Hercules was asleep. But what ended up happening is he was humping a pile of clothes that had Hercules underneath it. So he was actually striking Hercules. You know what I'm saying? And then Hercules woke up, and then, you know, Fannies was like, oh, shit, and then they started laughing. That's how you know it's acceptable, when they started laughing like it was funny. Right? But now we see how they look at, you know, the penetration of the homosexuality. And we can see that same, how can I put it nicely? We can see that same agenda being pushed in America. If you a homo, ain't got nothing to do with me. But I'm just saying, it all connects. it all connects. You know, next thing on what? Make pedophilia legal? They're probably already trying that. You feel me?
Basically, yes.
Facts. Facts. You know, another thing that happened during the Lupercalia is when Julius Caesar got the throne. So low key, February is the month when Julius Caesar got the throne from Mark Antony, right? So that's another thing that they represent with their Valentine's Day. And then you know with the Valentine's Day, that's later. But we know that Valentine is a dude that got murdered. He was messing with the king's daughter. He was a pedophile. He left her a note that said, "Will you be my? I'm your secret admirer." He was secretly admiring the king's daughter, who was a youngin, like 8 years old. You know what I'm talking about? He got beheaded or whatever. Because you know he was messing with the king's daughter. If it was anybody else's daughter, he could have. You know that was legal for them. So you know that's what's going on with Saint Valentine. But you know, so he's a martyr, but at the same time, he's a Christian saint. Well, if that Christian saint was trying to mess with a female, a baby, though.
They've
been messing with the boys. But I mean, so with all that being said, we don't see nothing. I don't see nothing black about February.
No.
And that's the standpoint that I'm taking. And what I'm saying is, we need to come up with a way to actually celebrate Black History Month.
Okay.
We need to move it out of the month of February. If we keep it in the month of February, we have to change the name.
Okay.
You know? But I say move it from the month of February because it's the shortest month. And then also it's cold. Move that shit to like a June. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
A June could work, a July. You know what I'm saying? Even though we got to change the name to those months, because June is, guess what, Juno. Remember, this is called Juno Februata, though. You see? So Juno, July is after Julius Caesar. August is after Augustus, you know. So, I mean, January is after Janus. March is after Mars. The Aries got Mars. Greek got Mars. It even falls down to the days of our weeks. You know what I'm saying? What's today? Saturday? After the Greek god Saturn? Yesterday was Freya Day, Friday, after the Norse got Freya.
Wow.
Right? The day before that was Thursday, that's Thor's Day.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, Freya, if I'm not mistaken, Freya is Thor's mama. Definitely Baldur's mom. You got Woden. Woden's Day, that's Wednesday. No, I'm talking about Monday, Moon's Day, Sunday. You see how we go ahead? So, you know, even our days of the week is day shit. So, you know, we gotta spread awareness because we always use it. We got dead history in our tongues. Every time we speak, every day we speak, every month we speak.
I agree.
Understand that.
Well, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? The numbers that we use, these are Roman numerals, remember? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, these are Roman numerals. alphabet, the Greek alphabet. Come on, man. college, a university, a college fraternity, right? Different fraternities, right? You have what? The Alphas and the Omegas, right? Kappa Star. All Greek symbols. All Greek words. So, you know, we got to spread awareness and re-Africanize these things. You know, people might say, so what? February is white. You know what I'm saying? We still going, you know, honor Martin Luther King or whatever. But then they don't understand with just that being stacked on top of everything. What about Christmas? That's the, you know, what about Christmas, right? You got you rep Christmas, not Kwanzaa. You do Thanksgiving. You know, that's that. Put that Monday through, that Sunday through Saturday right there. Then put all the names of your months right there. And bam, you ain't got shit with Greco-Roman and Germany. All one coming out your mouth and in your celebrations all in your house. You know what I'm talking about? I can ask the same question with, it ain't just Black History Month. I can say, yo, how you celebrate Martin Luther King's Day? If that's a holiday, how do you, huh?
It's going to be the same answer. It always is, happy Martin
Luther King. How you celebrate
all Juneteenth? All it is, happy Martin Luther King Day. That's all it is.
How you celebrate Juneteenth? Might have a parade, right?
Yep.
What colors you wear for Juneteenth?
Ain't no colors.
What you buy for Juneteenth? Okay, what colors you wear for July 4th?
The American flag colors.
What you buy for July 4th?
Fireworks.
So we got the America's Independence Day from the British down pat, but our own Independence Day we lacking.
Always, that's typical shit.
Hey, so all this go together, and I can say, yo, we are Negro beings, right? Sure. We have the mind of the white man, you know? And then when some of us hear me talk, they think I'm talking jibber-jabber. It's like I'm tweaking. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to bring him into the enlightenment. You know what I'm talking about?
No,
you know.
You ain't tweaking. You know, some know and some don't. That's why we're trying to get them there, you feel me? It definitely ain't tweaking. Man,
definitely, you're right. You're right. So we're going to definitely get that in order. I wish we could take calls, man, because I would definitely like to answer some questions.
I know. We got shit. We only got like 12 minutes left anyways, man.
I know. What I will say is, I'm going to do a further presentation on my YouTube, Black Excellence.
Yeah.
Just type in Black Excellence TV, BlackExcellence. TV, of course. Where I'm going to be showing, the sources. You know, I can always cite my sources. It's light work. You know what I'm talking about? And, we got the, definitely tune into Brother Jabari's podcast, man. It's popping. You see, I'm on here. I'm definitely in support. But I think we're finna be wrapping this joint up in a second. Yep. I'm about finished up. Unless you got any questions.
No, bro. I mean, I told you today was gonna be your show. I appreciate you, bro. And I wanna continue this shit up too, bro. We gonna have to pick a day and make sure we continue this shit up, bro. Get more comfortable. Getting more legit, man. Cause I think we need this shit. We need this, bro. I need this on this. We need this, bro.
Yeah, man. We definitely need a continuation, man. We just need our own show, man. We'll be doing this. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So in conclusion, in my closing, I know it's probably sound like I'm repeating myself, but in my closing, February is after Februa. The word Ari means in celebration of. Februa is that, is the symbol of Februa is that wolf with two naked babies breastfeeding from it, right? So it's a celebration of that wolf. That's Roman. So that had nothing to do with Black history. And then the Februata, the Juno Februata, or the Lupercalia celebration, which took place before there was any such thing as Valentine's Day. It took place on February 14th and 15th. And it was the Romans getting drunk, basically raping women, animal sacrifices, taking the skin of the animals and beating the women with it before they had intercourse with them.
Hey, bro, so one thing let me say, long story short, before you even get down to that, basically, people need to stop celebrating this shit. It's not what they think
it is. Long story short, facts. Long story short, do not teach your kids Valentine's Day if you are black. And do not celebrate it in your house. You are creating
love them, you love them all year round, every day. Out the, it don't have to be no fucking Valentine's Day.
Man, you ain't teaching your kids or your woman or yourself nothing after you. Nothing after you. See that? That's Africa right there. You niggas is all the way up there somewhere. So you're all the way up there somewhere with your joints. You're not doing nothing in African. I need y'all to wake up. Don't celebrate Valentine's Day. It's cool. Figure out. It's all right that we don't know what colors or how to celebrate Black History Month. This means that we can be creative. We can be creative. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? If we can do this ourselves, we don't need no international recognition. As long as we all come up on the agreements, then we good. Okay. You know, talking about we can change the name of the month. We don't have to actually have it changed in the books, but we can call it a different name our goddamn selves. We don't have to say February. We don't have to give their old festivals and their old gods power out of our mouth. Now we can change the name to Kuji Shaka Lee, Umoja. Umoja's unity. We maybe call the month unity, Umoja. You know what I'm saying? It's the 14th of Umoja right now. It's the 13th of Umoja. And then maybe each day we can take out each day of the month to a certain black hero or a certain part of black history. And our black history doesn't have to start with the damn civil rights movement. Right? It can start prior to slavery. We can start talking about Togo. We can start talking about Benin. We can start talking about Ghana, the Ashanti. We can start talking about the Congo. You know what I'm talking about? We can Timbuktu. We can talk about Kemet. Right? We can talk about these things. There are a list of greats. Like you have, was it Patahotep? You have Patahotep, who made the world's first hospital, you know, the world's first doctor, world's first hospital, creator of medicine, you know what I'm saying, motherfucking genius, you know what I'm talking about? So, and this is before Greek or Roman civilization even existed. We're talking like 2000 BC, bro, there wasn't even no Bible, but yet we had a hospital. You see what I'm saying? A real hospital where patients are getting treated. You know what I'm talking about? This is written in Africa. You see, this is part of the history. We need to really be talking about the world's first dentist, Hessie Ra. He created dentistry. He's the world's first dentist, Hessie Ra. I think that's like 2300 BC. You know what I'm talking about? There's other points of history that we can talk about. We don't have to start after the damn slave trade. We don't have to start during the civil rights movement. Our history, we are the oldest people on the earth. Created mathematics. You know what I'm talking about? We created mathematics. It's called the Ryan Papyrus. Everyone is see something older than the Bible, but it's math, great geometry and all of that. Algebra is called the Ryan Papyrus.
Oh yeah.
What I'm saying? Yeah, definitely. So, you know, and it has the equations, it has the mathematical equations in here. I have a figure from the Ryan Papyrus in this book. Real life joints. You know what I'm talking about? That's math right there, though. You know what I'm saying? That's, we in here.
I see you, brother.
We in here. That's upside down. Hold on. Cop this book, so, Civilization of Barbarism, by Sheikh Anta Diop. He went over there and he found, well, he didn't find those papyrus, but he went through those papyruses. He's a PhD. Of course, he's dead. He did this in the 60s as well. We need to talk about Dr. Sheikh Anta Diop. We need to talk about Dr. Clark. We need to talk about Dr. Ben Yochanan. You see what I'm saying? Because them brothers was going over there to Africa in the 60s and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fighting the racist PhDs, them white boys or whatever, and them motherfucking racist-ass PhDs that are Arabs. Because, you know, they own the land over there in Africa. And they was lying about them artifacts. But them boys, like Dr. Sheikh Anta Diop, went over there. Man, he did his own carbon dating, radio dating. You know what I'm saying? He got his PhD in science. You know what I'm talking about? He went over there and looked at them artifacts himself. And he dated them a different date. You know what I'm talking about? So remember that. So we have PhDs that have been over there, but now we need to become the PhDs. You know, we need to be the PhDs that's able to look at our artifacts and know what we're talking about. We need to do radio date. We need to do carbon date. We need to know how to do that. We need to know how to do genealogy and DNA testing in our own lab, in our own laboratory.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? We need to know this science. You know what I'm talking about? We need to know the biology. We can make our own. I don't do injections, but we can make our own injections. I'm talking about Black History Month should be empowering all of this with our babies. We don't have to sing and tap dance for these damn white boys. Understand that? We don't have to. What I'm saying is we don't have to be a rap boy. football singer or a goddamn athlete. Understand that we don't have to go and work for these white boys. You know what I'm saying? When they make the bread off of us, Black History Month should be empowering Black economics and Black unity, and that's the only thing we should be doing. And having our children, you know, wake up to be inspired. To be inspired to go back and take our artifacts from these white folks that's in their damn museums. Go over our artifacts, bring them back home to Africa. You know? Understand this. With that being said, my name is Sean Rich, Black Excellence TV, and I'm signing out. Peace, King, and peace to you. So thank you for having me on.
One more thing, bro. If they want to reach you, holler at you about some knowledge, anything, where can they reach you at too, bro? Like, make sure you let them know that.
Instagram, Black Excellence TV, BlackExcellenceTV. Same type that in on YouTube. If you're on Facebook, you just type in Sean Richardson, SHAWN RICHARDSON. You know what I'm talking about? Hit one of those three sites. I'm right there. I'm rocking with you. Definitely follow my page on YouTube, though. Subscribe to my page because I'm going to be doing a lot of presentations on there. I'm going to be doing live streams on there and presentations to where you can come in the conversation and ask a question. I answer you live. I give you the books to read. I'll definitely give you the resources. I'm in the middle of my second year for my bachelor's of science. I'm already a beast in sound waves and shit like that. So, you know, just to let you know, I'm on the path. I've already been a high school teacher. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing the knowledge for over 15 years. That might not be a long time, but it's a long time for me because I made plenty of mistakes. I went from religion to I had to drop religion to realize that my mother was God and my mother created me and my father did as well. You know, once you reach that level of understanding, then you truly can understand what's going on around in your surroundings and your environment. Remember that the word God is a Germanic word. It's Germany. Germany created the word God from God. So I'm going to stop it right there. You see what I'm saying? But, so even when you're saying praise God, you're talking about some white shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? That's a Germanic word. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you do the etymology of God is God. It's a Germanic word, bro. So, you know, I'm fucking talking about praise God, or they say Jesus, which is Jesus. You know what I'm saying? But we hear Zeus all in that. Back to Greek and Roman. You know what I'm saying? Back to Greek and Roman all the time. Everything that you think that you're doing is always them white folks' influence. Mm-hmm. Remember that.
Facts.
You gotta take it back to Africa. But with that being said, I'm signing out. Peace, King.
Love, bro.
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah, and that was my boy Sean Richardson, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in with us, man. We're gonna be doing a lot of work, man. Y'all tune in to Twin Cities Podcast with your boy JB. And I apologize to y'all. I've been having a lot of shit going on. Had to pay bills, all that shit. I'm gonna be back rocking with y'all on the daily. Love.
It's the presidency.
CBS Tonight, live on the Grammy Awards. Cardi B, Janelle Monáe, Post Malone, Shawn Mendes, Miley Cyrus, Her, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Hosted by Alicia Keys. The Grammys Live, CBS Tonight.
Tell me nothing different. My nose twitching. Intuition setting in like Steve Vision. I still close my eyes. I still see vision. Still hear that voice in the back of my mind. So what I do, I still take heed. I still listen. I still paint that perfect picture. I still shine bright like a prism. My words still sipping. I know you can't, don't, won't get it. You squish. Chose to ride that ship, salt with it. I'm still afloat. I ain't the captain of the yacht, but I'm on a boat. I ain't acting with a lie, knowing that I don't. You acting like you will, but I know you won't. You won't. I read between the lines of the eyes of your brows. Your head shaking, matching your smile. extra on me. I know my mind ain't playing tricks on me. I ain't skits, homie. Ain't nobody drop a on me. It's like they try to plot a set on me. I hear this voice in the back of my mind like Mac tighten up your circle before they hurt you. Read they body language. 85% communication nonverbal. 85% swear they know you. 10% we know they story. And the other 5 times I show you, just know you. They pull they strings, you the puppet master. Puppet master. Some other bastard. Now watch you puffing after. Play your cards, go against all lies. Shoot for the moon. If you miss, still amongst those stars.